fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 6th day of December, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but you could find yourself in a situation, especially a short-term crisis, where there's a lot of discretionary time and no electricity. And that brings up the following. Decks of playing cards, board games, and musical instruments. You might want to throw in there for the youngsters, coloring books, and of course, toys. In a short-term crisis, you're not going to be growing gardens, particularly, or doing the things that would be taking place around a hobby farm, especially. But during a short-term crisis, such as sitting out a hurricane, a short-term situation involving a snowstorm, something of that nature, when there's no electricity especially, having decks of playing cards, board games, musical instruments, activities for the youngsters would be really good. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randall Terry. Randall Terry is a gentleman who's taken the time, spent the money, and made the effort to put together an excellent educational DVD series titled, What Would Muhammad Do? You need this. Your pastor needs this. Your church needs this. Your family needs this. You really need to educate yourself. We'll be dealing with this issue of Islam the rest of our lives. This will go on for decades into the future. Good morning, Randall.
Hey, John.
Well, sir, I just saw on Drudge Report just in the last few minutes that the Prime Minister of Germany, Angela Merkel, she's trying to salvage her career, which I hope is over, by proposing.
I hope so, too. Oh, I just despise her.
She's proposing the banning of women wearing burqas in Germany. You know, it's a last-ditch effort, I think, to try to salvage her career. What she's done, and a very good, you probably know Dr. Ted Brewer. I don't know if you know Ted or not, but he's been on a lot of radio for years. He spends about a month a year in Germany visiting relatives. And what Angela has done to that country is absolutely criminal, bringing in hundreds of thousands of men and women, and of course children, who just will never fit in with German culture and society, will they, sir?
Well, they don't intend to fit in. In the house of in Islam, they have a theology where they break the world into two parts. Part one is Dar al-Islam, and the other part is Dar al-Harb. Dar al-Harb, which is what we are, is the house of war, or the house of infidels. And Dar al-Islam, or the door, or the house of Islam, means the house of surrender, or the house of submission. So the world is broken into either you're a bad guy and you're in the house of war, the house of infidels, or you surrender. And that's what the word Islam actually means. I think that's important for your listeners. The word Islam means surrender. And when you look at Muhammad's life and what he did to establish Islam, namely fight and kill and threaten and coerce, then you're looking at a religion that intends to fight. It intends to quarrel until we, the non-Muslims, surrender and say, okay, we will embrace Muhammad as the prophet, and we'll embrace Islam as the true religion, and we'll embrace Sharia law as our standard for behavior. So that's what she has introduced, a poison into Germany, a massive cancer that is committed to prevailing. It intends to rule Germany. That is what Islam does as a religion, and the Muslim people intend to see Sharia law prevail in every culture in the world, like it is in Pakistan and in Saudi Arabia and in Turkey, etc.
But look at all the benefits if they take over. You get to marry your cousin. You get to have five wives. You get to marry 9-year-old girls. I mean, such a deal, Randall. Such a deal.
Yeah. You can only have four wives, by the way.
Oh, four wives. Excuse me.
Yeah, Muhammad could have more, but the rest of the Muslims only got to have four.
Plus, look at all the money you save. You don't have to buy any more toilet paper. Don't have to buy any more soap. It's a great deal.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true.
Well, they don't use toilet paper. I have a friend who built million-dollar homes for Muslims in Chicago. No toilet paper holders in the bathrooms. I'm serious.
Well, I can't confirm or deny that.
I can confirm it from a very good friend of mine. I have coffee with once a month.
Well, they could have a roll of toilet paper in the bathroom that's not on a roll. I
mean, No, sir. They don't use it. No, sir. You stand corrected. They don't use it.
All right.
And that's part because they want to emulate, and you're the authority, not me. They want to emulate and duplicate Muhammad's life. So if Muhammad did not use toilet paper or soap, they don't use toilet paper or soap either.
Well, one thing we do know is that Muhammad, before going into the mosques, men are supposed to have a ceremonial washing with water.
Water, absolutely.
And if there's no water, with water, right. And if there's no water present, they're allowed to use sand.
Precisely.
So they will actually pick up handfuls of sand and rub their hands as if the sand was a cleansing agent.
Right. Well, this is certainly no shortage of sand in that part of the world, is there?
No.
Oh, what have we done to ourselves? What have we done to ourselves? We're destroying our own culture, destroying our own people, sir.
We are, and we're doing it on the installment plan. And one of the frightening things about the battle that we face with Islam, I mean, besides the fact that most of us do not understand the threat that Islam is that Islam will use and is using our laws and our freedoms to engineer our demise. In other words, every mosque is, by definition, an outpost of an enemy government. And it's an outpost of an enemy law system, a system of law that is totally contradictory to our laws. And yet our Constitution, as it is written, grants them full religious freedom and free autonomy, so that we can't say, well, you know what, this mosque is a military outpost. This mosque is like an embassy of a foreign government. We have to monitor what's going on in this mosque, because it could be people inside there could be saying and doing things that are committed to our demise. So, as Americans, we are so committed to the concept of religious freedom. It is so much a part of who we are, and that's a good thing, generally speaking, that Islam and Muslims, Muslim refugees, legal Muslim immigrants, CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, they will use our Constitution ultimately to enslave us. And I was debating the leader of CARE, I was debating the leader of CARE in Florida on TV. and I said to them, look, I said to the, moderator, but these people want to take over and they want Sharia law. And the Muslim said to me, well, Mr. Terry, I know you believe in democracy, and if a majority of the people wanted Sharia law, then I'm sure that you would support that, right? And I said, absolutely not. I would fight you because Sharia, I would militarily fight, I would fight, because Sharia law intends my slavery. You want to make me a slave under Sharia law, and a majority does not have the right to make me a slave. But, he really tipped his hand. They intend to just keep on having children while the West keeps on not having children. And they brought in over a million refugees into Germany. And, France has a huge Muslim population. And slowly but surely, the Muslims are going to outnumber the locals just by virtue of how many children they're having. And then the locals are going to be in big trouble.
That's right. That's right. Well, the president's assistant wrote in her college yearbook entry that they were going to be using our laws against us to implement Islam and Sharia law in this country. And she was quite proud of that, so proud she wrote it as an entry in her college yearbook.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's no surprise here. And the opposite is true in Muslim countries. I've done a study of every single constitution in every single Muslim nation. And people can get that when they order the series, What Would Muhammad Do? Islamic Terrorism Explained. The first 10 episodes are highly produced music, art from around the world, voice actors from around the world, original music score. It's a very compelling serial documentary, something like you'd see on PBS with Ken Burns or something. Then we had so much material that we didn't use, I decided that I would do 10 extra episodes. And we call it the extras reel because it's not as highly produced. It's like a movie scene that was taken out. But one of those extras is solely about Muslim constitutions. And if you read the constitutions of these governments, you will see the threat that we face. Because one by one, these nations say that Islam is the official religion of the state, that a man must be a Muslim to be in the government. He must be a Muslim to be a judge. And non-Muslims are relegated in their constitutions to being second-class citizens. That's what we're dealing with. And they make no bones about it. Right in their constitution. And these are governments, like the government of Saudi Arabia, that the United States, God in heaven forgive us, the United States called an ally. Now, Saudi Arabia is not our ally. They're our enemy. The only thing that they have that we need is oil. And that's why our foreign policy has got to be changed, and our domestic policy concerning oil production has got to be changed. We have got to get energy independence.
We don't need Saudi's oil anymore. We did at one time, possibly, but not anymore.
Well, all we have to do is drill in ANWR, the Alaska North Wildlife Refuge. We can put in the Keystone Pipeline for Canadian oil. We can put in, we can allow more drilling off of the coast. We can frack. There's just so many ways that we can reach complete energy independence, first in our hemisphere, and then with our own nation.
Randall, I know you've been busy with family members, but it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was announced that in Texas, a new oil field, second only to Saudi Arabia, has been discovered.
How fun. I did not know that.
I know you're busy. I know you got health issues you're dealing with, family members, and so forth. Yeah, that was just announced in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we don't need Saudi Arabia's oil, not even a little bit. We got a caller on hold here. We've got Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Randall. My question is, if you could jump ahead or... let me rephrase that. If right now in the United States people were put to the decision to have to submit to Islam, what percentage of the people in the U.S. would submit to Islam, as you see it?
What was your question? What percentage?
Yes.
I don't know. There would be civil war. You'd have bloodshed on an unthinkable level. In other words, the aspects of Sharia law are so oppressive. No freedom of speech. You cannot criticize someone else's religion. You cannot evangelize. You cannot have the gospel read publicly. You cannot have the Old Testament read publicly. You cannot ring a church bell. I mean, those are just matters of religion. Under Sharia law, you're allowed to go to war with infidels and capture their women, and then... when you capture a married woman under Sharia law, her previous marriage is immediately annulled by the fact of her capture. So she becomes prey to become a sex slave. So, you know, you're asking me what percentage of people would submit to that. I would think not very many. The problem is, it's like the frog in the pot of water that's boiling. It happens slowly. Slowly. And many of us don't recognize the danger, so we go along with some of these silly little demands, not recognizing that it's like Gulliver being captured one string at a time. And then suddenly he's completely bound. But yeah, they're little ropes, but, you know, they're ropes nonetheless.
What states are leaning towards Islam and Sharia law the most in the U.S., Randall?
I don't think any state is.
No.
And I don't think any state whatsoever. The only place where there's a strong pocket is Dearborn, Michigan. Now, that's not the only place. So there's a strong pocket in Dearborn, Michigan, and then there are other little hot spots around the country. There's one or two in Tennessee, the Memphis area, the Nashville area. But at this point, we have nothing in America like the no-go zones in France. There's areas of France where police and fire department officials will not go. They've completely surrendered the area to the Muslims. They won't go in because they're afraid of getting shot or killed. And there's footage of fire department officials, firemen, who are coming in to help people and then having rocks thrown at them, or police whose cars are being beaten with sticks. On my TV show yesterday, I just ran a lengthy clip of a group of Muslim men beating two police cars with police inside. And the cops fleeing. And what's really crazy is that this footage is not being shown by the American media. I mean, everyone needs to remember.
Hold that thought.
Oh, I hear the music, John. Yeah, okay.
Dave, thank you for your call. Hold your thought, Randall. We'll be back after the break.
Fall, my favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of December. Visiting with Mr. Randall Terry. Here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. On the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, right above the spinning globe, you'll see a sword, and it says, "What would Muhammad do?" Click on that. I'm clicking on it right now. And there you go. A free preview of Episode 1. 25 minutes. This is these first 10 episodes. They could easily be shown on network television. They are that expertly and professionally produced. The next 10 episodes are more of a documentary nature without all the nice graphics and back and music and so forth, more of a documentary type presentation that is at university level, but any person with average intelligence could get it and understand it quite clearly. So you need to get this for yourself, your family, your pastor, your extended family, your friends. You need to get this to educate yourself and everybody you know, and maybe even get a copy for maybe your mayor or a city council member or somebody you think will also make use of it and educate themselves. Don't you agree, Randall?
And I've been researching Islam for almost 10 years. I went to a military school called Norwich University, where the ROTC program was born. And so I think it's the second oldest military school in the country, right after West Point. And I got my master's degree there in diplomacy and international terrorism. And the vast majority of my studies in terrorism involved Islamic terrorism. So I focused like a laser beam on Muhammad, on Muslim terrorists today. And what I found was that Muslim terrorists today are self-consciously seeking to imitate Muhammad. That's what they're doing. So right. this was really something, you know, that I stumbled into. And more and more and more, the more that I read, the more I realized, oh my goodness, they see themselves in a story.
That's right.
This is like a story to them that they see themselves in, and they're trying to imitate Muhammad, and they're trying to do what he did and trying to get the results that he did. And Muhammad had enormous results by killing people and then looking at the ones who survived and saying, now, would you like to become a Muslim and save your life? And he said, people have saved their blood and their treasures from me when they confess that there is no God but Allah and that I am his prophet. That's what he said.
That's right.
So he set out to convert. He would rather convert people, but if he didn't convert them, he was totally content to kill them and to take all their property. So he became a fabulously wealthy man at points just by unprovoked overrunning cities and stealing their homes, their gold, their jewelry, their wives, their daughters, selling them as slaves, killing the men. I mean, this was Muhammad. If Muhammad was alive today, he would be hunted.
He'd be in charge of ISIS.
Yeah, or more, you know, or more. And he would be hunted as a terrorist. And most people think, oh, that's crazy, that's not true. You know, Islam is the religion of peace, blah, blah, blah. Muhammad was a man of peace, blah, blah, blah. For the first 10 years. That's right, John.
I was a student. I'm your student. 10 years, 250 converts. That's 25 converts per year for 10 years. That's the success he was having as a man of peace. Randall, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning, Glenn.
I'd like to, I hope this isn't too much of a digression, but actually, very pertinent. If you give me about 30 seconds to set it up, I think you'll be able to integrate what I'm talking about into what you're saying. For as to do with masculinity, femininity, and hormones, for decades, since in much of the 20th century, the United Nations monitored fertility rates around the world. We've had this implementation of the use of bisphenol A containing plastics and xenoestrogen foods such as soy and stuff like that. And they've been watching the Western industrialized world males have testosterone levels that are dropping and sperm count levels have been dropping for a very long time. Muslim clerics have proclaimed that the Western males are infertile and the Western whites aren't reproducing it, then that there is their intention to marry the women, these white women of the West, and produce children with them to increase the number of Muslims. I mean, Chairman Mao used to talk about this relative, you know, like John has said, would tell his guys that they were going to come over and get the women. There's a chemical component to all this in terms of fertility and reproduction and numbers.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. We'll have to get back to this after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th of December. Top of the hour break, we'll have our drawing, the postcard. I neglected to do it yesterday. We'll draw the postcard to see who gets to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off, with Republic Broadcasting, getting a very nice check for $200. If you want to participate in that, our next drawing will be Monday, the 19th of December. Monday the 19th. In the meantime, we have energy cleaners for sale. I just picked up a fresh batch from the manufacturer yesterday, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. We'll be struggling to get as many delivered before Christmas as possible. Mattress pads are coming also from my distributor. You can get all the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, when it comes to pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Visiting with Mr. Randall Terry, we're talking about the excellent DVD series that he's produced. It's for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Right just above the spinning globe, you'll see a sword. Don't breathe too heavy into the telephone there, Randall. What would Muhammad do? What would Muhammad do? Click on there, and you can order it, get it delivered. Randall, you've got these in stock, ready for immediate delivery, don't you, sir?
Yes, when your listeners order it, we ship within 24 hours. First class.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Glenn, let's conclude your comments.
I was just tying in the physiological component of deliberate, decades of deliberate hormonal manipulation by the powers that be at the top, and the Muslims, and you know, even the comments said they intended to take advantage of this, okay? Not to mention the fact that the decreased testosterone levels make for less aggressive males. This is part of the passivity of the population, and the fact that nobody's standing up against this. You know, there's no militancy. There's no, low testosterone males just are not fighters. And so that's just part of it.
Mao Zedong said that you pacify a population, and this is very vulgar. So there's small children around, move them out, but Mao Zedong said that you pacify a population the same way that you pacify a tiger, with masturbation. And whether there is a deliberate effort at some national level to put or to eliminate certain hormones, I find that a little suspect. It's possible, but there is no central place in the United States for water. However, having said that, there is no question in my mind that the average person in America has lost, in fact, let's put it in religious terms, the average Christian in America has no sense of what it means to be in the church militant. We are supposed to be militant. That's our call. And militancy for righteousness is almost completely gone. I weep when I look at the cowardice, the retreat, the treachery, and why is this? In my opinion, it's bread and circuses. It's the same thing that the Romans used to keep the low end of the population from revolting. Our food, there's still a dollar menu at McDonald's. After all these years, you can still buy things for a dollar at McDonald's or at Burger King. And now, instead of paying, you know, when I bought my first DVD or my first VCR player, it was a stereo forehead player. It cost me $400 in 1991. And now you can buy a Blu-ray DVD player with 10 times the technology for $29.
Right.
We are just completely seduced by bread and circuses.
Oh, absolutely.
And go down the list.
That's the psychosocial component, which is certainly huge and great. I'm just saying that there is a physiological component. It's not the water, Randall. It's the food in the containers. But anyway,
my family and I go out of our way.
It's also
we go out of our way to eat organic food, to eat food that we produce in our own gardens, because we are disgusted with the food chain. I mean, Monsanto is probably a criminal enterprise as far as what they have done to the food chain and the effect that it's had on the human body. But you see, we're way afield here. Let's assume for just a minute that all of our water was great, all of our food was great, no processed foods. Islam is still a threat. Islam destroyed Christianity in the Middle East when there was no such thing as processed food. So my mission is to expose the existential threat that Islam is and will remain to be until, as a blight, it is removed from the face of the earth.
Right. Like, look at if you look at the history of how we see all these red fez hats, you learn the story of the Battle of Fez and how they had those natural color whitish, you know, hats dipping them in the blood of the vanquished Christians. That's that's why the Shriners wear a red fez. That's where the red fez comes from, because the fez was red because it was dipped in the blood of the Christians.
For the point of what we're discussing, I encourage people to go to John's website, thelibertyman.com, and to watch episode one. Episode one we have put there for free. It'll take you 22 minutes, 23 minutes, and you can see what you're going to get if you order the whole series. And I had a guy the other night, he works at a local music store, and he said to me, he bought a set, and he said, "Randall, I watched the first two episodes, and I've learned more from those two episodes about Islam and Islamic terrorism than anything I've ever watched in my life combined. I've learned more than I've ever known combined, just in those first two episodes." So I saw him yesterday, and I said, "So how many have you watched so far?" He said, "I'm up to six." I said, "Oh, six, that was a rough episode. That's the one on sexual slavery, because Muhammad had sex slaves." He said, "Yeah, it's rough." He said, "But I'm going home after work every single day, and I'm watching one episode," and he's blown away by the content. So I'm encouraging people, take advantage of this. Go to the website. Watch the first episode. Glenn, have you seen any of the episodes yet?
No, I have not, Randall. I'm sorry. I'm just swamped at the moment myself. But,
take 22 minutes and watch the one at my website, Glenn, and you're off to the races after that. Glenn, we thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
It's easy to go down rabbit trails when we get on these topics, but we need to keep drawn back to the central topic to keep everything focused, don't we, Randall?
Yes, and the focus is that Islam is a reflection or a mimic of Muhammad's life. Without Muhammad, Islam does not exist. Without his life and the horrific things that he did, Islam does not exist. So that is why this series only uses Muslim sources. John, I can honestly tell you, I have never read a book against Islam, not one. When I started my studies, I realized that if I was going to understand Islamic terrorism and I was going to understand Islam, then I needed to just immerse myself in Muslim writings. And so I said, well, let's not just, read books about Islam that like Islam. Let's read the source material, the Quran, the Hadith, the Sirahs, the biographies of Muhammad, the things that motivate Muslim terrorists day and night. And that's what I've done. And that's what this TV series is all about, looking at primary source material.
And that's what gives this series so much veracity. We've got another caller here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. You know how Muhammad and marrying the 9-year-olds and like that.
Well, he married a 7-year-old, but he didn't have sex with her till she was 9. You know, he wanted to do the right thing there, Scott.
Right, and then there's these reports that that might be going on in the White House. Do you think this is, I think it's all connected, and they're having sex slaves come in or something. If these things are true, I don't know. But
I have no idea what
and
you're
Podesta
talking about.
And his, well, they're talking about bringing children from Chicago to the White House for $62,000.
Right. Well, those are unsubstantiated, and they're kind of off topic there, Scott. Anything else?
Well, what I was meaning is this child sex thing in Islam, is that related? That's what I'm trying to get. These children disappearing all the time.
Right. Well, that's a rabbit trail we're not going to go down this morning, Scott. Anything else?
I bought the series. It's excellent. Everybody should get at least 5 copies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you say you bought the series?
Oh, yeah. Quite a lot. Yeah.
How many of them did you watch so far?
Half of it.
Good for you.
Yeah. We'll get the rest of it.
And have you learned things about Islam?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of verifying what I thought. And it's making me understand their thought process, for sure. And this, how the terrorist work and all that type of thing, and you know why they're ISIS is acting like they are, and it's scary.
It is scary.
It is scary.
And you know we're financing a lot of it, seems like. We're in for a hard row, and I don't think we can depend on anybody but ourselves to address this issue. I don't think any government official's going to do it for us.
Right, right. And well, Abraham, good point.
The transformation that we need to go to is the time and the place where elected officials like Geert Wilders. Geert Wilders is trying to become the leader of Holland. He's been in the parliament there for years. And he is publicly saying, Mohammed was a bastard. Islam is evil. No more mosques. Send them all home. This man is an elected official, and that is what he's saying. That's his platform. So we, you know, they've had their own problems with Muslim terrorists, and he has done his homework. He's done his research, and he knows the threat that Islam is, and he's saying it. And he is hated for it, but he's loved by others for it who recognize that he's right, and his party might actually become the majority party of Holland in the next election. That's how powerful the truth is. So
right.
we have a long way to go, but it could... I'm sorry?
How do we address the churches that just go along to get along? You know, well, it's just Islam. It's just another religion. You know, some of the Christians can't say that.
I can't hear what he's saying, John. I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead, Scott.
How do we address the churches being passive about Islam and them coming here and all that kind of situation?
You give them a copy of What Would Muhammad Do? Real simple. Until they know the truth, they're not going to fight. They're not going to stand. Give them a copy of this DVD series and get a commitment that they'll watch it. And then people change. When people see this material, they change. You know, the truth will set you free. And a lot of people are slaves to political correctness and to lies. They're slaves to lies. And this will set them free.
All right, great work, Randy. You're a brave person.
Thank you, Scott.
I appreciate your encouragement.
Randall, I know you've been to Europe promoting your DVD set, and the copies made for the French and the Germans and so forth, they're being done with subtitles. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we have subtitles already done for the first 10 episodes in English. I'm sorry, in French and in Dutch. And okay. We will do German, we'll do 12 languages. We're going to do Arabic as well. That way Muslims can watch it.
Okay. Well, I do occasionally watch films that have subtitles, and it's amazing how after a while it just integrates into your brain, and it doesn't seem to be all that unusual to watch a film with subtitles, and there's a lot of excellent films out there with subtitles. I encourage people to check out for different reasons. I know you have limited time, Randall, but something related to societal change and cultural change, excellent film. It's kind of a spoof on one hand, but serious on the other. The title of it is Idiocracy. The premise is the consequences of a couple hundred years of the really bright, well-educated Americans having one or no children, while the uneducated welfare recipients have many children. And it's, I think it's worth people's time to take an hour.
I saw it. It was fairly interesting. I mean, it was a spoof. It was very disrespectful, but you make a good point. It's worth a watch.
It is. I know. I personally know people who are living both lifestyles that are portrayed there, the lifestyles of the uneducated welfare recipients who never have had a job and the extremely well-educated couples who don't have children. So there is a certain amount of validity to that. Getting back to the topic at hand, and we got a break coming up in less than a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to do this. Your pastor needs to see this DVD set. All the members of the leadership of your church need to see this DVD set. And in fact, the entire congregation needs to see this DVD set. And spread the word and get the message out so people will know what the true nature of Islam is, the threat it poses.
It'll make a great Christmas gift. A great Christmas gift for the man in your life who you know you got to buy something for, like your father-in-law or your stepfather. You got to buy him a gift. You don't know what to get him. Get him this, because he will thank you for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
More here on Tuesday, the 6th day of December, visiting with Mr. Randall Terry. You've heard us talk about this DVD set. You're thinking about it. You're pondering it. Well, here's something that'll help you make up your mind. You click on that sword there, what would Muhammad do, right above the spinning globe. You watch that first 22, 23-minute segment, And that will help you make up your mind about how important this is, how valuable it is, how you need to get this for yourself, get it as a Christmas gift for somebody that you're kind of wondering what to get a Christmas gift for. You need to do this, don't you, Randall?
Yes, and it will change their life. It will change their outlook. It will change what they know. They can become their own expert. They literally can become their own expert on Islam. And people who watch this series end up knowing, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but if they really learn the material, they will know more about Islam than the average Muslim knows about Islam.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult. I don't know the percentage, but it's a massive percentage. I know in Turkey, which is mostly Muslim, almost no men there have ever read any book, including their own holy book, the Quran, because they can't. They're illiterate. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Get the DVD set. Educate yourself. Educate others. And it will help us because this is literally a fight to for Western civilization and Christianity both, isn't it, man?
It is a fight to the death. It is a fight to the death. And if you look at the countries where Islam was established in the Middle East, you will see that they've already won the initial battles. You know, you used to be able to walk the streets where St. Paul walked or where any number of preachers walked. St. John the Evangelist, where John is buried in Ephesus. Luke is buried in Ephesus, the gospel writer. And you will see that their graves lie decimated. Just totally decimated.
Well, once ISIS is dead and buried, those sites can be once again restored to some semblance of what they should be, given their significance. But that's just Islam being Islam, destroying anything
yes.
that's not Muslim. Anything. It doesn't matter
yes.
what it is.
Or either destroying it or enslaving it. So if you go to Egypt, you can see where the Coptic Christians are suffering after centuries, literally over 1,000 years. These poor Christians have been suffering at the hands of Islam, living second-class lives, not allowed to protect themselves, not allowed to be in government. This is an enemy of freedom. Anyone who understands Islam, from Angela Merkel down, God have mercy on her. God have mercy on Germany. They are going to come from Germany. The waves are going to come from Germany. The problem is going to come from Germany. They have put this poisonous time bomb inside of Germany by letting all of these, you know, I'm having this wave of horror go over me because the Prussian Wars, World War One, World War Two, so many conflicts have originated in Germany, and there's going to be another one.
There will be. Randall, thank you for your time. We'll have you back next Tuesday, sir. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Buy the series, folks. You're going to love it.
Okay. That's it for this hour. We'll be back second hour with Leon Green. We'll talk about all kinds of things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.